AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The last U.S. military plane left the Kabul airport today, ending the nearly 20-year military involvement in Afghanistan. Some U.S. citizens remain in the country. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a new team will lead the post-war diplomatic effort for Afghanistan and for safety.
We've suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar.
Blinken estimates more than 123,000 people have been evacuated, but some 1 to 200 Americans remain, along with many of the Afghans who supported the U.S.
We will keep working to help them. Our commitment to them has no deadline.
Blinken says the U.S. and the international community will hold the Taliban to its promises. But a Republican Congressman, Michael Waltz, who served in Afghanistan, says the U.S. has given it all away to the Taliban by pulling out with Americans left behind.
They understand strength and they understand leverage and they understand military might. And we're showing none of that right now.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says there are widespread power outages and efforts are now underway to get to people stranded by damage or high water.
At around 3 o'clock this morning, as soon as the weather allowed, we started moving search and rescue assets, people, boats, trucks, to the affected parishes.
More than 1 million customers are without power. The storm knocked out all 8 transmission lines that deliver power to New Orleans, leaving the entire city without electricity. Some of the hardest hit areas won't see power restored for weeks. More than 2,000 miles of transmission lines are out, including those on a transmission tower over the Mississippi River that collapsed. Hundreds of people have been rescued, but at least 2 deaths are blamed on the storm. This is AP News. A House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol wants the phone and online records of hundreds of people who might have been involved that day, including from inside the White House and Congress. Mike Gracia has more.
The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is asking social media and telecommunications companies to preserve phone or computer records from that day. Representative Benny Thompson, the committee chairman, sent a letter Monday to 35 companies. The letter asks for preservation of records relating to certain individuals, according to a person familiar with the request who requested anonymity. Individuals named include former President Donald Trump, his children Donald Jr., Ivanka and Eric, and several Republican allies in Congress, including Representatives Mo Brooks, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Lauren Boebert. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.